The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Lil Jordan Humphrey, and you listen to Roster Watch.
Watch Nation, it's your friendly neighborhood trash man back with the waiver wire cheat sheet for week 12. Again, if you really want to see all the names that are on this list or on this cheat sheet, you'll need to go to rosterwatch.com. Hopefully, you have a membership. If you don't already, go ahead and get one because you're going to need it to win your fantasy season. Anyway, let's go ahead and get started. First off, with the running backs. Our highest priority running backs this week, you know, it's kind of a down week, I guess. Are really Tevin Coleman and Ty Johnson there for the New York Jets. Michael Carter is out, meaning that Tevin Coleman is back in, and the Jets used him as the lead back ahead of Ty Johnson this week. Last week Ty Johnson only got two touches in the entire game last week. So it looks like Tevin Coleman is back as the bell cow for the Jets, whatever that may mean. Anyway, he needs to be prioritized on waivers this week. Right behind them, we have Rex Burkhead of the Texans. Burkhead, not terribly exciting of a player, but he did get, 22 touches in week 11. And that's nothing to sniff at, especially since Philip Lindsay has been cut or waived by the Texans as of this morning. So looks like Burkhead is going to be leading out the backfield for the Texans this week and maybe into the future. So he needs to be added as well. Some lower priority guys, Dontrell Hilliard of the Titans. Looks like he came out off the practice squad to be the receiving back for the Titans this past week. Maybe that continues to be the case for him moving forward. Through him, we have the likes of Latavius Murray, who I can't get excited about this Ravens backfield, but it looks like Latavius Murray could be in the realm of double-digit touches for at least the foreseeable future, so he needs to be on rosters. Behind him, the likes of guys like Matt Breida, who is back in the mix in Buffalo. They're using him in the goal line. And maybe all this time off is reinvigorated him. I don't know, but it seems like he might be used in favor of Zach Stacy, at least for the time being. Some other guys, Quadri Allison of the Falcons. He was the lead back for the Falcons last week. I don't really know what's going on right now. I think, you know, teams are just kind of throwing darts and hope they hit the target or close to it right now. Moving on to wide receivers. Highest on priority, we have Van Jefferson of the Rams. Looks like he could be the number two there for the Rams moving forward. I'm not totally sold on Odell Beckham and what he can do there for the Rams, with the Rams, at least after his first game there. We have seen what Van Jefferson can do, though, with that Rams offense. After him, we have Cedric Wilson of the Cowboys. It looks like they could be down to Michael Gallup and Cedric Wilson and Noah Brown as their starting receiver core. Michael Gallup being, you know, the first priority there if he is available in your league. But it's more likely that Cedric Wilson is going to be available in your league, and I think he'll get quite a bit of run on Thanksgiving. After him, I have Laviska Shenault of the Jaguars. Jamal Agnew, he's done for the season. And so it looks like LaVisca is going to be taking his snaps and his targets, or at least the majority of them. So he could be approaching double-digit targets on a weekly basis. So he's somebody you need to target as well. And then Nick Westbrook, Akeen of the Titans. A lot of receiver injury woes there. Marcus Johnson, A.J. Brown is ailing. And Julio's, who knows where Julio is at this moment. But it looks like Nick Westbrook, Akeen is the next up, along with maybe Chester Rogers later down the line.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
After him, we have the likes of Kendrick Bourne, who, you know, it seems to pop every other week for the Patriots. Marquise Goodwin, who got double digit targets this past week. And Allen Robinson instead there for the Chicago Bears. Allen Robinson can't make it in a short week. Then we could see a lot more Marquise Goodwin on Thanksgiving. After him, likes of guys like Tre'Quan Smith of the Saints. I mean, he's not really doing much, but it seems like he's getting, you know, a high amount of targets there right now. DeAndre Carter of the Washington football team, he's scored in like the last three games, last three or four games. So he's somebody that you can take a stab at in deeper leagues as an upside flex. Down closer to the bottom, yeah, but Will Fuller, we don't know if he's coming back exactly this week, but he should be coming back soon. And when he does come back, you're going to want to have him on your roster. Moving on towards tight ends. At the top of the list, I have Logan Thomas of the Washington football team. Again, we don't really know if he's going to suit up this week, but if he does, he's going to be well worth whatever it is that you end up paying for him. Behind him, I have the likes of like Tyler Conklin, Minnesota, who's, aside from last week, has been pretty consistent over the past month or two. After him, I have Adam Trautman of the Saints, who got a lot of run this past week and scored. Maybe he continues to roll there for the Saints. Trevor Siemian using him as a safety blanket, so to speak. Behind him, I have John Bates of Washington, Ricky Seals-Jones, not playing. And if Logan Thomas can't suit up, it's going to be John Bates, who takes the lead tight end role there for the Washington football team. A few more guys, but you can check him out on the site if you really want to know who they are. Moving on to quarterback. First off, we have my man, Cam Newton. He's probably owning a little over more than half of leagues right now, but I still put him on the waiver wire cheat sheet just because if you can get him, he has league winning upside, as we've seen from what he did in week 11 with his feet and with his arm. If he can stay healthy, he can carry you to a fantasy championship. So you need to add him to your team. Behind him, lower on priority, have likes like Daniel Jones, who stunk it up on Monday night, but they're gonna keep rolling with him, and he's getting all his weapons back, so you know, maybe that bodes well for him. Then Mac Jones of the Patriots, not very exciting, but the Patriots are an improving team, and he seems to be, you know, spreading out the ball a bit more these days. And then moving on to defenses, defenses you're going to want to target this week are the Chicago Bears. They're the highest priority team. It's debatable about whether they will actually score a lot of points on defense, but they seem to be stymieing teams pretty well here on the last couple weeks. Behind them, are the likes of the Atlanta Falcons, the Texans, and the Jets. I like them in that order. Anyway, that's it for me in the waiver wire cheat sheet going into week 12. If you want to see the entire list, the entire spread, you're going to have to go to rosterwatch.com. If you like what you're hearing, what you like, what you heard, leave us a comment, give us a follow. And until next time, be ready.